Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 30th. You'll be interested to know, 82 years ago, today in 1942, California became the first state to celebrate Fred Korematsu Day in 2011, honoring the Japanese-American activist who was convicted for violating an exclusion order that required him to relocate. His subsequent legal appeals were consistently denied, highlighting the struggles faced by Japanese Americans during World War II. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like minus 4 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:56, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:58. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 27 and wind chill values dipping as low as minus 1. Expect a light west breeze at around 12 to 15. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low of 22 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11:30 with a low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies Friday with a high near 44 and rain likely. Friday night brings a mix of rain and snow with a low around 26. Saturday starts with a slight chance of snow, then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 32. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunday, look for a chance of snow in the afternoon with a high near 35. Sunday night, expect rain and snow likely with a low around 29. Monday brings a chance of rain with a high near 45 and partly cloudy skies at night, cooling to around 27. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a trial board hearing for suspended Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Proctor concluded without any decisions and will resume on Monday, February 10th. This hearing, held at General Headquarters in Framingham, is not accessible to the public or media. Proctor, suspended without pay since July 2024, faces scrutiny following disparaging texts he sent during an investigation into the death of Boston police officer John O'Keefe. The internal affairs investigation could lead to charges, reviewed by a board of 3 officers, appointed by Colonel Jeff Noble. Proctor's supervisors also faced disciplinary actions related to this case. Now on to sports. The Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, are making headlines as they pursue another Super Bowl title. After defeating the Buffalo Bills, Mahomes cheekily tweeted, "I'll see y'all in New Orleans," referencing the iconic Kermit sipping tea meme. The Chiefs are now viewed as football's evil empire, having replaced the New England Patriots. With 3 Super Bowl wins in the last 4 years, some fans have shifted from admiration to resentment towards their dominance. Despite the criticism, Mahomes and the Chiefs embrace their villain status and continue their relentless pursuit of history. In local sports, last night, the Boston Celtics topped the Bulls 122-100 at the Garden. Kristaps Porzingis led with a stellar 34 points, 26 coming in the first half. Patrick Williams scored 16 for Chicago. The Seas now hold a commanding record at 33-15, while the Bulls slide to 20-28. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the struggling New Orleans Pelicans at Smoothie King Center. Tonight, the Bruins at 25-21-6 host the formidable Jets at the Garden. David Pastrnak, with 24 goals and 36 assists, leads the Bees, who look to rebound after a tough loss. Winnipeg, boasting a 35-14-3 record, poses a significant challenge. In top news, Zyn, a nicotine pouch brand owned by Philip Morris International, is experiencing explosive popularity, largely fueled by social media influencers. One notable figure, Max van der Aarde, has gained over 1 million followers by creating humorous content centered around Zyn. This unregulated promotion has attracted various demographics, including young adults and conservative figures. However, with Zyn being illegal for anyone under 21, concerns arise about its appeal to minors. Despite claims of marketing only to adults, Philip Morris faces scrutiny as Zyn's casual promotion continues to thrive, reminiscent of the youth vaping crisis surrounding Juul. In business news, Elon Musk has announced an ambitious timeline for Tesla's robotaxi service, expecting a fully autonomous ride-hailing network in select California cities by the end of 2025. During a recent earnings call, Musk revealed plans for an initial launch of unsupervised, full self-driving taxis in Austin, Texas this June. Unlike competitors that utilize expensive sensors, Tesla's cost-effective, vision-only approach relies on cameras. Despite safety concerns and investigations into its self-driving software, Musk assures that safety is a priority. He anticipates launching the CyberCab service in several cities by 2026, as investors remain optimistic about Tesla's future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% to about $105,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just under $3,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. A federal judge has ruled it unconstitutional for the Federal Bureau of Investigation to conduct warrantless searches of communications from United States citizens collected under Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In a recent decision, a United States District Court judge stated that these backdoor searches violate the Fourth Amendment. The Electronic Frontier Foundation notes that while Section 702 allows the collection of foreign communications, it should not infringe upon the rights of U.S. residents. The ruling follows a case involving Agron Hasbadrami, highlighting the need for a legislative warrant requirement to protect constitutional rights. And in entertainment news, Texas-born actors Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson have reprised their True Detective roles in a video urging the state legislature to increase Hollywood productions in Texas. The 4-minute clip, titled True to Texas, features the duo alongside Dennis Quaid, proposing the creation of films, television shows, and commercials in the state. McConaughey describes Hollywood as a tombless, flat circle of wood, advocating for a renaissance in Texas filmmaking. Recently, the Texas Senate announced a proposal to invest $498 million into the Texas Film Incentive, aiming to transform the state into the movie capital of the world. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the ancient Greek philosopher, Aristotle. And he said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.